I understand that you are the creator and the writer and the executive producer of Dirt.
Yeah.
And your character, Don Conkey. That's what I wanted to ask about, and him and his predilection for Hawaiian music. So how did that come about? Are you a Hawaiian music fan yourself?
I am.
Okay.
I am. I collect old LPs on vinyl, and I love Hawaiian music. And,
wow.
And I love Hawaii, and spend a lot of time there, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Throughout your life, or...?
Really over the last 10 years or so.
Oh, okay.
So so now I like it even more because I associate it with a place that's very dear to me.
Mm.
So, yeah, I absolutely love it. And Don's, you know, I was trying to think of a way that Don would kind of, you know, he has these kind of horrific hallucinations, but he also has an ability to sort of escape into, you know, a blissful fantasy world. And so he plays, in the beginning of the series, he plays these old Hawaiian records for his cat, his ailing cat who's dying of cancer. Sort of drifts off into this fantasy realm where, you know, he imagines beautiful beaches and palm trees and then in the second episode he imagines, after his cat has passed away, he imagines that the cat is alive and with him. So for him, you know, it's very obviously, you know, the older kind of slack key and, you know, ukulele and just, you know, music is very dreamy you know, that Hawaiian tenor, you know, it's very nostalgic and I think, you know, extremely pacifying. So I thought it was perfect for Don.
Okay. And is there any time period of Hawaiian music that you especially like or you kind of like at all? Because I know it sounds like it's actually quite old stuff.
Yeah, those are old. Those are old. The very first one I used, and I don't think this one. I think this one quite possibly did not end up in the. This might not have ended up in the cut of the pilot. I'm not sure, but the first one that I used was from an old record. It looks like it's from. Gosh, maybe the early 60s?
Oh.
Late 50s, early 60s? Well, probably early 60s.
Uh-huh.
Called Instrumentally Yours. And it says, background music for your movies and slides. There are pieces that I go back to over and over that are just completely otherworldly and ethereal and that I absolutely love and, you know, and actually transport me. So, you know, it's funny, the thing that got me sort of back in, which I'm sure, to Hawaiian music, which I'm sure is true for a lot of people, was, you know, his, his recordings. Because he sort of took the, you know, he has this very kind of fierce, you know, Native Hawaiian vibe, but I don't know, the music was so good and so beautiful and so genuine, and his voice is so, you know, coming out of this 500-pound guy was just so amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, he's a god here.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, he was really, really, really something there. He was touched, you know, he's one of those artists who was, you just, I think I heard, you know, I heard that recording, and this is not, it's certainly his most famous, but probably not the one that he would want to be remembered for, but the, you know, the Over the Rainbow that morphs into What a Wonderful World.
Yeah.
I just remember hearing that for the first time and being like, whoever that is, I'm going to find that. I'm really going to like it. But I've always been drawn to Hawaiian music and ukulele you know, that kind of slowed down island music.
Mm-hmm. And so you have used some selections from your own personal collection.
I have.
Great.
Yeah.
And what island do you normally go to when you come to Maui?
To Maui.
Oh, okay.
To Maui, to a little area near Lahaina.
Mm-hmm.
And usually surf over there on the west side.
Have you gotten Ian Hart hooked on Hawaiian music yet?
You know, I haven't asked him.
Oh.
I'd be surprised if he is, because he's, you know, he's from Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I haven't asked him. Maybe he likes it. He's an interesting guy, so maybe he likes it.
Okay. And so we can count on hearing these sounds from the past, like for the rest of the episodes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think there's only a few more uses in the first season.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be back.